Senate Bill 172, an act to authorize additional off-sale retail liquor licenses in certain municipalities.
Senate Bill 172 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Munson.
Madam President, members of the body, thank you. Senate Bill 172 is a bill that would just would authorize off-sale retail liquor license in Class 1 municipalities, and primarily what it would do is it would impact, I think, two cities in Sioux Falls and probably Rapid City, and it would just say that they could have more than three retail liquor licenses in those cities. And basically it comes to us because as society moves forward and for convenience, people that go to some of these stores, that they're putting more stores up in some of these cities, and consequently they don't have the latitude to put an off-sale liquor license in their stores. And so this would just grant them, if you have more than three stores, you could do this. And this would be basically, if you had three stores in one city and had one in another city, you could have it, because three licenses in the state of South Dakota. And this would just go beyond that. And the other thing it would do is you'd have to have the municipality would have to decide for those liquor licenses. So it just expands it for those stores. And so I would just ask your favorable support of Senate Bill 172. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the body. You know, we've been through this particular issue before, if not on this floor, on the other side of the Capitol building here, as it relates to liquor licenses, packaged liquor licenses. And I realize this only refers to Class A municipalities, but I think that we need to stop, take a look, and see who we're giving these liquor licenses to, why we're giving them these liquor licenses, and what the impact is going to have on small businesses and going to have on our communities, whether they're a Class 1 community or not. I think that we need to realize that with all the effort that we've put into juveniles and underage consumption and possession, I think the last thing we want to do is open up more liquor licenses in the state of South Dakota. People are already having a difficult time coming into compliance. And the last thing we need to do is make it more available. I only need to remind you that three years ago, there was a horrendous accident west of Yankton where five young people lost their life. And they acquired the liquor that they had consumed through shoplifting at one of the large grocery stores that had a license. I think that's common today. I think it's easy for them to shoplift these things. And the access, I mean, they're not even denied access to the liquor aisles. And I don't think that that's appropriate either. Therefore, Madam Chairman, or Madam President, I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
I'd waive the reading. Everybody should have a copy.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Discussion on the Moore motion to amend.
Madam President.
Senator Moore.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, basically what this amendment does is say that, okay, if we're so excited about issuing extra and additional liquor licenses in the state of South Dakota, we'll do it. We'll go ahead and do it. But in those stores, nobody under the age of 21 is going to be allowed in the area where the liquor is sold, excepting for malt liquor. And they would have to have a physical barrier separating the liquor department from the rest of the store. I think that's only the responsible thing to do. I think that's what needs to be put on this bill. I would urge your support.
Further remarks on the Moore motion to amend. Senator Whiting.
The question for Senator Moore.
State your question.
Senator Moore, you indicated, and I assume it's one of the premises behind your amendment, you said the last thing we want to do is to increase the number of liquor licenses available in South Dakota. Is that correct? Is that what you said?
Senator Moore.
the increase the number of liquor licenses and the availability for juveniles to approach those liquor establishments.
Senator Moore, is it your impression that this bill increases the number of liquor licenses available in the state of South Dakota?
Senator Moore.
That it probably does not increase the number of licenses, but it increases the access, the availability, and the high profiles of Senator Whiting.
Senator Whiting.
Well, Senator Moore, thank you for that clarification, because your remarks did indeed suggest that we would be authorizing more liquor licenses in the state of South Dakota, and I'm glad that you acknowledge that that is absolutely not true.
Further remarks on the Moore motion to amend, Senator Hutmacher.
I would like to invoke Rule 517.
And is he supported? He is supported, and Senate Bill 172 and the pending amendment will be calendared on the 23rd legislative day.